Hey guys, we are your hosts today, Ellie Kimball and Gavin Kanzaki. We just want to talk a little bit about how during this time of sadness, boredom, and unexcitement, we can always think of the positives and have hope and trust in God. I know it's rough right now, but things will get better. God wouldn't put us in any situation we couldn't handle. Let's think about the positives really quick. Maybe you've gotten to spend more time with your family, more time with God. Maybe you started a series on Netflix that you've been wanting to watch. Maybe this time is just a great time of recovery for you because you need to take a break from your crazy life. There are more positives than negatives. We have to think about the positives because that can affect our mood. I just want to talk about kindness. During this time, maybe you're taking time to make special gifts for people, writing cards for others, or baking special things for someone to show kindness towards them to brighten their day. I want to encourage you to do something kind for another person, big or small. We are here with Dr. Soyney to talk about what Kat Kirkpatrick has done to spread kindness. We are also here with Kat Kirkpatrick talking about what she has done to spread kindness in her own way.
So we heard that Kat delivered some cards to like the nurses and the patients. So what reaction did the patients have after like receiving the cards?
Well, actually, Kat had me give them to the nurses and the doctors and the medical assistants. Yeah. So we didn't actually give them to patients, but we gave them to the people who are caring for the patients with COVID. And their reactions, they were so appreciative. You know, it's hard work being a nurse or a doctor or a respiratory therapist, and even in good times. And when times are hard and you're taking care of really sick people, and you're doing it not using normal equipment and not new, you know, it's a disease you don't know a lot about, there's a lot of people who are kind of nervous. They know that what they need to do, but they're a little hesitant about it. And knowing that kids in the community are thinking about them, and it was so powerful.
Yeah, that's so amazing. That's awesome, Kat.
And they also were amazed at the, they kept saying, Lori, this is art of professionals. This just can't be high school kids. And I said, no, you guys, this is high school art class. And they couldn't believe it because it was so professional.
Wow, that's amazing. That's so awesome.
Yeah. The other thing that was kind of a sweet story that is a little bit of an aside. So one day when I took a group up there of cards, I was handing them out, and one of the, I know Kat's parents are doctors, so there's, as you're training to be a doctor, you're a resident. You work as a resident, and that's how you train. You go to medical school, and then you train to be a doctor. As people train to be a doctor, you're at the hospital long hours. And one of these residents was taking care of a COVID patient, and it was his fiance's girlfriend. It was his fiance's girlfriend's birthday, and he hadn't had time to go to the store to get her a birthday card. And it was like 8 o'clock at night, and I came up there and I had these cards, and he said, oh, do you think I could give one of these cards to my fiance for her birthday? So it made him so happy because, you know, he didn't have time to go to the store to get her a card.
Wow, that's so amazing. Like, spreading kindness, that's awesome.
Yeah, it is spreading kindness. Yeah.
Yeah, we have another question. Are you guys like getting like more cards now that like there's coronavirus and like we're in quarantine? Is like more than usual?
More cards that have come to the hospital? Well, actually, yeah. We don't typically get cards. So this you know, thing that Kat arranged was kind of a surprise to everybody and isn't something that we normally do. get. So we're getting, you know, the hospital is getting like lots of stores are dropping off treats at the hospital, but nobody has brought us cards. And so that's what makes it kind of an original thing.
Wow, yeah. That's so awesome. It's like special. Yeah.
It is very special. Yeah. It's very special.
And lastly, what was like the main reason you started like wanting to distribute the cards?
So my grandpa actually got diagnosed with corona. We're not sure how or where he got it from. But he also has diabetes and a heart condition. And so he was hospitalized, I think, for about a week. And it was really, really scary. And the one thing is, when my grandma would talk to him on the phone, he was just really lonely all the time because they're not allowed to have visitors because they don't want to spread the virus. And so I was trying to come up with a way to help with that and also just spread encouragement because it was a really scary time. It still is impacting a lot of people. And so my grandpa, I guess, was my inspiration, but then just hearing about on the news about the other cases and from some of my parents' doctor friends, that's kind of what inspired me to start all of this.
What did some of the cards say on them?
I can actually go and find. A lot of them were just uplifting messages. So some of the ones for the patients had things like, you are not alone and you are loved, you know, like sending encouragement your way and hoping that you feel peace and hope, because a lot of the patients, since they weren't allowed to have visitors at the point that a lot of these cards were getting distributed, they did feel very alone. And so getting these cards and reading that someone was thinking about them, we heard that it was really uplifting. And then some of the thank you cards just thanked the doctors and nurses and medical professionals for, you know, their sacrifices and dedication, and knowing that they were spending long hours at the hospital and kind of essentially risking their lives to help and serve in the community. And
Kat has shown us that it is possible to spread kindness during these times. We should also go out and spread kindness, because even the smallest acts of kindness can mean the biggest things to people. Go follow us on Instagram at KHS Radiocast and listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you can download podcasts. Thank you for listening.